And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Okay. Josh has the odd news for us now. Josh? Oh, by the way, Mustache Adam said the following.
Hi, Mustache.
What did Josh's 60s, 70s radio voice sound like? A Jack Nicholson impression?
It was not intentional, but that is absolutely what it sounded like in hindsight.
So all the SEC coaches are talking and saying stuff. We've seen some quotes from Hugh Freeze.
What a great name.
Have you ever heard anything about Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee?
No. You could have given me a million years. I would not have landed on Clark Lee as the current Vanderbilt head coach. I'm sorry.
Well, he's the coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores, and, you know, he's trying. He's doing his best.
Sure, sure.
And
it's a stepping stone job.
And Brett McMurphy just tweeted out Vanderbilt's Clark Lee on if schools should release a uniformed injury report. What's Clark Lee's take on this? I've been dying to know.
Yeah.
And he says, quote, I don't have an issue either way.
Great quote. Definitely worth putting out there, Brett.
Not all quotes are meant to be tweeted. All right.
I understand you're doing the most work.
Thank you, Brett.
You want to show us that you are
Brett,
covering
go back,
it.
Go back to tweeting out people's birthday.
Yeah. Whose birthday is it today?
Whose birthday is it? All right. What is odd? What has happened this weekend? I'm sure there were some odd things.
Very odd things. Do want to get it out there ahead of time. The third and final story in this segment, major Succession spoilers.
Yes. If you haven't watched last night, please just you have a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the last story we do, so you have time. We will remind you again before we do the story, major Succession spoilers.
Okay. Thank you.
Last night, Jimmy Butler was attacked in the post-game press conference.
What?
Yeah, this is a really tragic story going underreported by our nation's media. Jimmy, sometimes referred to as Himmy Butler, had one more opponent to go up against after the Boston Celtics Monday. The Miami Heat star came face-to-face with a bumblebee during his post-game press conference.
A bee?
Yeah, a bumblebee.
You're not supposed to kill the bees.
Yeah, they're...
People get really triggered when you kill the bees.
Yeah, they're important to the ecosystem or something like that. It all went down shortly after the Heat finished off the Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals as the series MVP was answering, not by much though, by one vote. As he was answering questions about his upcoming matchup in the NBA Finals, he abruptly paused as he addressed the intruder. Quote, oh my God, y'all saw that? A shocked Butler asked as he put his hands up in defense.
Oh.
Bumblebee. G.D. Bumblebee.
Nice.
To Butler's credit, he quickly regained his composure to finish the answer.
How did bee get in the locker room?
I don't know. Like,
it seems like a lot of
levels to get
right
into.
He made it through all these different parts of security.
Like, it's not just somebody.
It's not just
open the back door.
Door.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like you're in the loading dock.
Of the arena.
I don't think I've ever seen a bee like inside at all. You know, usually it's pretty isolated and they're near plants, like outside. I don't think.
Yeah, syrupy drinks.
Have you ever allowed a bee into your house accidentally? I don't think that I have.
I mean, I probably have. I don't immediately remember it.
Think at how many places this bee had to go in order to end up in the locker room near Jimmy Butler. Do you think it was actually a bee, or maybe he was misidentifying? He's not much of a, what's the word? What's the bug? What's the bug word? The, like, when you take bug classes.
Mm-hmm.
Because entomology. He's not much of an entomologist.
Yeah.
That's bugs, right?
I think so. I think you're right on that one.
Okay.
But it wasn't the only viral
Don't
moment.
Worry. I was on East Campus for a year with all the ag.
It wasn't Butler's only viral moment of the night. He was spotted doing the NHL hockey thing of rejecting the conference finals trophy from Bam Adebayo. As Bam handed him the Eastern Conference championship trophy, he said, "Here, Jimmy, you take it." And he said, "No thanks, I'll hold the next one."
Yeah. He's really leaned into that.
He really is. I can't say I hate it. Like, it's fun to watch.
It is. I think it's kind of a bit, but also not really a bit. He's pretty committed to it, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Next story, college baseball. The odd scheduling quirks that lie within. As Indiana baseball will head to Lexington this week for an NCAA regional. However, there is a major logistical issue. There appears to be no hotel rooms in Lexington this week due to the Railbird Festival, a two-day country music festival that is set for this upcoming weekend. State tournaments for baseball, softball, track, and tennis also set for this week in Lexington.
To the dorms.
It's a little busy. Yep, to the dorms they go. It's not just Indiana. The other two teams that are there, West Virginia and, forgive me, I don't immediately have the fourth team in front of my face. They will be going to the residential suites on the campus of University of Kentucky at a cost.
Ball State is Ball what you were State. Looking for.
Yes, of course. At the Fighting David Lettermans. At a cost of $92.50 per night and will house up to four people, according to documents. Fans who plan to make their way up to the trip will likely have to stay more than an hour away. Indiana plays West Virginia 6 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, not that crazy. An hour away.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, "Oh, you got to drive an hour? Oh, I feel bad for those parents." Yeah. I bet the parents are like, "Yeah, I'll drive 10 hours to watch my kid play in this tournament."
I will say this, having the actual players stay in the dorms, that is a little... I don't know what the dorm situation is. I saw the little brochure that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
It looked to be relatively comfortable,
yeah,
which is good. And there's something special about the bonding part of staying in the dorms, right? But it's really no different than staying in a hotel. When you go to the NCAA tournament, which this is the NCAA tournament, you sort of expect a different level of treatment, right? You're isolated. We know this. When the basketball teams go to the NCAA basketball tournament, this round of the NCAA basketball tournament, they'll get a police escort from the airport to their nice 5-star hotel and then their arena downtown or wherever it may be. They get the king's treatment. In the college baseball tournament, there's a two-day country music festival in town. You're going to the dorms. It's a little bit different.
Sorry, y'all. Who's playing at this thing?
The NCAA. And there's just nothing you could do, I suppose. There was no foresight that the city of Lexington or whatever, whoever needed to have the foresight could have had in order to get the right people and get a block of hotel rooms.
This is Zach Bryan, Weezer, Marcus Mumford, Sheryl Crow.
Weezer?
Yeah. That do they do country music now? I don't know.
Cool.
Tyler Childers is your Sunday night
Hell
headliner.
Yeah. I love Tyler Childers.
Okay. I was unfamiliar.
It's good.
49 Winchester. What a perfect country music band name.
Definitely.
Yeah, but they're not moving that show for you. So.
Nope.
Maybe. You build more hotels next year.
Not for the damn baseball tournament. Not for Ball State.
Yeah. Now, finally.
Here we go. Everybody, if you haven't seen Succession last night, just we'll see you in 3 minutes.
We're not going to dance around it. We are going to tell you who won Succession.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a sports-related odd news story.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it later, too. So, either prepare for the spoiler or just go watch the show.
3, 2... One of the perils of trying to predict what's going to happen in a TV series finale is that you can end up going down some weird rabbit holes and start drawing connections of things that may or may not have anything to do with each other.
Yeah. There was a big market for this last week.
Yes. A lot of theories out there about who would win the Succession finale. In the end, it was Tom Wamsgamp, husband of Shiv Roy, who maneuvered his way into the right place at the right time, becoming CEO of the company after it was sold to Lucas Madsen. That's notable because one theory about the show's outcome went viral last week, explaining why Tom would become CEO. As the theory, which has come up before but went viral last week as we were all looking for theories, the last name of the family at the center of the drama, Roy, means king in Norman and French. I'm not sure what Norman is. And then there's Tom, whose last name is so unusual you would have to assume it was chosen for a specific reason. And it was. Bill Wamsgans played Major League Baseball from 1914 to 1926 and is fondly remembered as the only Major League Baseball player to ever pull off an unassisted triple play in the World Series, which is what Tom Wamsgans did in the show Succession, an unassisted triple play. Knocking out the three Roy siblings.
So this was theorized on TikTok by a baby names account.
Yes.
Last week. I saw it and I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting, but I think we've also gone way too far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
However, the result of Tom winning is not that unfathomable. But going to these lengths to try and pull, you know, to try and pull this out of the hat, this is the reason why he would win. That was a little bit different and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know for sure that is why he was named Wamsgans?
I have not heard anyone from the show say, yep, you got us. It was right there the whole time.
Okay.
But
I haven't heard that yet either.
I would imagine that's coming this week.
I need to hear that.
Yeah.
I need to hear that.
There's enough guys in that room who I know would know that.
Yeah.
That I believe it to be true.
I could see them coming out afterwards because we had all these theories with Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and whatever, any TV show of this magnitude and significance, that the writers and the people who create the show come out afterwards and they say, oh yeah, that was a theory. No, that's funny. That's just a really interesting coincidence, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't give it credence.
Yeah. But this one, I mean, it is a pretty specific name.
Yep. It's pretty weird name. Feels like you probably chose it for a reason. Just like Vader means father in German.
The unassisted triple play in the World Series. I guess I buy it. I mean, I guess I buy it.
Yeah. I can't not buy it given the result.
Let's hang on and talk about, we'll have like five more minutes of Succession talk a little bit later in the show, but that was the ending.
If one of you, if a buddy left the room or something, you can tell them to come back now,
bring them
I suppose.
Back. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are just listening to this with their buddies.
Yeah.
In a room.
Yep. Huddled around a device.
Coming back. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
We have things to discuss in the noon hour, including, speaking of coming back, Ryan Kalkbrenner. Did it in the most Ryan Kalkbrenner way he possibly could yesterday. Announced his return to Creighton. Also, we'll have a small conversation about jinxes as it pertains to baseball. All to come in the noon hour of the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.